The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's been almost 39 years since I heard a bunch of my fellow high school grads talking about this cool festival they planned to go to in upstate New York. It would be peace, love, and music. But I had a summer job, so did my girlfriend, and so we stayed home. And now, just like that, it's 39 years later, and Woodstock is a museum.
It's a very immersive, rich media experience.
Okay, a media experience. That's what I meant to say. More after this. I did go to Woodstock 94, the 25th anniversary of the original, which provided some of the music and all of the mud. But by then, I was past the age when mud was fun. The new Woodstock Museum that opens today is happily mud-free. Mike Egan is senior director of the museum at Bethel Woods.
Woodstock has come to represent much of the 60s. It's much of the ideals and the ideas and the music and the transformation of a very dynamic time.
Yes, it was a time when the sheer number of people under 30 became a social and economic force so powerful that no chain link fence could contain it. In fact, the museum includes a stretch of that fence, along with 20 films, and a 50-foot-high wraparound screen that finally shows Jimi Hendrix's actual size. And, of course, there are the usual holy relics.
The electric piano that Sha Na Na played on stage. We have the crazy, kooky overalls that Wavy Gravy walked around in. We have the equivalent of text messages today, which were, guess what, text messages then written on pie plates or whatever kids could find.
And so what critics dismissed as the hippie museum is now open, a $100 million shrine to the baby boom, a chance for us to tell our kids and more, our grandkids, see, kids, that's how my generation got its music, naked, high, and in the mud, which is why we raised you never to do that. So when are you moving to a place of your own? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, June 2nd, 2008.